The entire student body of South Vermillion High School in West Central Indiana, about 525 kids, quieted as a clean-cut 29-year-old took the microphone at the front of the auditorium.
My name's Aaron Miller. I'm a recovering drug addict. I've been clean and sober today for 11 months and 15 days.
Miller is volunteering with Overdose Lifeline, putting a face on what is today's heroin addict. He tells them his drug abuse began when he was their age. Alcohol at 15, daily marijuana at 16, and the use of cocaine for the first time his junior year the night before playing a football game in the RCA Dome. Opioid pills, in and out of jail multiple times, half-hearted methadone treatment at an Indianapolis clinic, and then with his best friend Chet, he tried heroin.
And he shot me up with that heroin for the first time, and I never went back to the clinic. I started shooting up heroin every day after that. I didn't work, I lied, cheated, stole, just to get my fix. You know, I hurt everybody around me, I was selfish, but I didn't have a choice. I was addicted to this drug, I was a slave to this drug, and I was willing to do anything to get it.
Eventually, he went to prison for two felony counts of dealing drugs. After serving 3 years, he was released on parole, but he was far from being rehabilitated.
I ended up going back to prison because I didn't have a place to live. They violated my parole for a change of address. At 9 months I was in there, when I was in prison, I was getting high. You can get any kind of drug you want in prison.
His parents, who had been trying to help him, finally stopped enabling him. They stopped sending him money. The guys who sold him the drugs in prison beat him badly when he couldn't pay. He ended up in the infirmary.
That right there is what saved me. They put me in disciplinary segregation. You know, I was away from all the drugs, all the gangs, all the violence. I was away from it. I kind of had a spiritual awakening, if you will. Things just started, you know, making sense to me. You know, why would I put myself through this?
He was released last year and got sober. 19-year-old senior Corey McCammon felt the impact of Miller's message.
The fact that he went to prison a lot, like probably, I think he said like 4 or 5 times, and lived on the streets, under bridges, it's kind of something I would never want to do or see anyone else go through.
South Vermillion principal Don Harmon believes the work of Overdose Lifeline is vital.
I would encourage every high school principal to contact them and have them speak to your student body. To me, that right there, every high school, and I hate to say this, some middle schools, I mean, that message needs to get out there, because like Aaron said, he said, I was a good kid, and look what happened.
Overdose Lifeline founder Justin Phillips, who lost her son Aaron to an overdose, says it's important to have people like Aaron Miller share their brutal tales of the battle with heroin to help kids make better choices for themselves. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Lee Danoon, Vermillion County.